In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 5935, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Rabosik V'chosir with the titles Yaakov Sheyichya Horowitz in the Ramat Gan in Israel. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, after a interruption, I received your letter dated the 12th of Kislev. And the Rebbe says, good things happen on a good day. Megalgalin Zuchus L'Yem Zakai. It was the day of redemption and victory of the teaching of Chassidus, which is both the clear, which is represented the Yom HaBoyer, the clear days of Yutes Kislev. So I guess this was Yud Beis, and this is before Yutes Kislev, which is the day of redemption. And to use the language of our Rebbes, our holy leaders, they set the name for this day as Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus and for the ways of Chassidus. So, very special time to have this letter. And the Rebbe says, at a auspicious time, I will mention all those you write about them on the Holy Tzion. The people were asking the Rebbe for a blessing, and the Rebbe would take their notes and he would read it at the gravesite of his father-in-law, of the Rebbe, because the Rebbe always only looked at himself as a conduit, as a sort of, as a person to bring their requests to his father-in-law, to the previous Rebbe of my father-in-law. The Rebbe wrote the titles to each and every one, whatever they need, as you write in your letters, the Rebbe said, I will pass it along. And the Rebbe says, your merit that you occupy yourselves in matters of act of kindness, which is Gumilas Chesed Kipshutoi, which means he was involved in the free loan society to help people with loans. And also, the Rebbe says, you're also in the matters of acts of kindness in spiritually, because you give classes to the public. So that is acting and sharing kindness. And the Rebbe says, I guess, mainly he was teaching, you know, Nigla, he was teaching Talmud, or whatever he was teaching the, but in the, actually in the Gemara says that in the wheat, you got to put in a measure of chumtin. Chumtin is preservatives. In the olden days, they didn't have the preservations of the temperatures, the refrigeration. So the way they would preserve, they did it various different ways. One of the ways they would preserve is they would put in some of the earth or some called chumtin, and that would sort of act as a preserver for the grain. The metaphorically speaking is, the grain is the regular study of the Talmud, the Nigla. Chassidus is the preservative. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm hopeful that, very strongly hopeful, that you're mixing in that Kav Chumtin, which means something of the teaching of Chassidus and its conduct and its discussions, as the Rebbe references the Lekutei Torah VaYikra that explains the matter of Kav Chumtin. But the Rebbe is very much cherishing the fact that he teaches publicly, and the Rebbe is just saying that hopefully you also mix in a little bit of Chassidus in your teaching over there. But this should all stand by you, and for all those that you write about them, whatever they need, and to be successful in their matters. And the Rebbe says also success in your above mentioned activities. As the Mishnah rules, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, one mitzvah brings along another mitzvah, so your involvement in doing these mitzvahs of Gemilus Chasodim will bring more. And the Rebbe said, the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. We don't have to look elsewhere, just doing the mitzvah. That's the reward itself. The Rebbe says, for sure you'll participate in the Fabrengen of the Yom HaBor, the 19th of Kislev. And the Rebbe prays, Yerotzen, that the mark of this Fabrengen should be recognizable for the duration of the year that comes upon us. And the Rebbe blesses him for a festival of redemption and good news. So here, the Rebbe was very much acknowledging the letter, even though it's an interruption, but that he is involved in the act of kindness in Gemilus Chesed, and he also gives the classes. And the Rebbe says, "You're this Zuchus," and the Rebbe is hopeful that he's also teaching some Chassidus over there while he's teaching his regular class. And the Rebbe says, "But this should all stand by you and bring all the blessing and bring more mitzvahs, mitzvah goredus mitzvah." And the Rebbe encourages him that he, for sure, he's participating in the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev, and the mark of it should be extended throughout the year.